Hi, everybody. Welcome to Random Reflections. So this is just going to be a little segment where we talk about things that we don't necessarily want to do a full episode on, but they came up in training or in trialing, and we thought that it would be beneficial to kind of just share that information with you guys. And the reason I thought about it is because last week, Lori and I were training together. And I don't know, like somewhere in the training, maybe halfway through, we stood there and we were no longer training our dogs. We were talking, and I think it was like 45 minutes to an hour. At least it felt like that.
Right.
Where we were just brainstorming on how to fix something that was occurring in training. And my big takeaway when I left is that people always think that for certain trainers, training is easy. Like they put labels on it like, oh, they're talented or they're one thing or the other. And they have this assumption that we just know what we're doing and we train our dogs and everything goes smoothly. And if we have a problem, we just know how to fix it. And easy peasy. And oh my God, could you guys not be more wrong?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's a big thing. Like, you know, when we're training dogs or we're somewhere and like our dogs make mistakes. Like there are things in our training that go awry a lot. And so there's always that thing. I think people are always like, oh, you know, they're shocked to see that happen or that we don't know how to fix it. Like, so that's what Patron and I did the other day. Like we were like, fuck, you know, we just put our dogs away and we were like, just hashing it out. Like we have to do the same thing. We don't always know the answers. We get stuck, we get frustrated. So that's, yeah.
And we need help. Like we need help from other people, right? Like I'll look at you and go, all right, I don't know what to do with this thing. Like I can't, it's not working out the way I want. What am I doing wrong? Because it's really important to have that outside eye. I don't care how good you are. Like for me, the most frustrating thing in training is there are chunks of time or pieces where I don't have help. And when I have someone help me, and even sometimes it's regurgitating something that I've taught, and I stand there and I'm like, duh, it would be nice if I took my own advice.
Right.
But like, you just, everybody needs help, right? Everybody gets stuck. Everybody struggles. Everybody hits a wall where they don't know what to do. And we all need help and we all struggle. Like yesterday I was telling my training partner that in a recent training, Zesty had totally surprised me. He was finally working the way I always envisioned he could, but I am not going to lie. I have been struggling to get him to this point for, I don't know, 1 to 2 years. And I said to him, like, there were huge chunks of time where I was doubting myself. And I was like, I thought I could get him to work this way, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe I completely misread him and misread his personality. And maybe I just really can't get him there. And I think the only reason I am finally getting him there is because, like, I'm probably one of the most stubborn, like, persistent people on the planet that, like, I will just keep trying. I'll just keep trying and I'll keep trying.
Yeah.
When a lot of people would have quit and thrown their hands up in the air, I'm like, well, that didn't work. Try something else. Oh, that didn't work. Try something else. And the other reason I've gotten there is because I got help.
Right. Because
I needed other people to give me their input so that I could then modify my training. Right. But it's a struggle. And my training partner's like, oh, yeah, well, I knew he could get there. And I looked at him. I'm like, yeah, but you also know how hard it has been to get him here.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and that's, I don't know, you know, I will never for, I've only been doing this for 7 years, almost 8 years, which is not a long time mm-hmm. in comparison to a lot of people who have been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. And you know, I'm humbled all the time, you know, and definitely don't know all the answers. And I know I will never know all the answers. Like, that actually is why I love dog training so much, is because there's just always so much more out there. Like, it's so, you know, our community has so many in sports, like different sports, you know, like, all the ring sports, agility, freestyle, like all that stuff has just massive amounts of information for us to tap into, mm-hmm. along with all the people in our small, you know, obedience community, where you can get so much information, to help you. So I'm always humbled, and I try to be super honest about like my training, because I always am looking for help.
Yeah, because it's hard. I mean,
yeah.
And it's not predictable. Like, I went into, so we just had a pretty advanced like training weekend, a group of us, right? And yeah. I went in. Now, luckily, I've been doing this for a while, so I don't get phased like I used to. But if you had asked me ahead of time how the weekend was going to go, I would have said with strong confidence that Zaina was going to do extremely well. And I would have said with really strong confidence that Zest might have some good sections, but he was really going to struggle for the majority of it. Well, was I ever wrong? Zaina flunked and flunked and flunked again. And Zesty was like a rock star. Better yeah. than I could have ever imagined in 1,000 years. I would not have predicted he would have done that well. I was in complete shock. I was completely unprepared. And there you go. And yeah. I've been doing this for a really long time.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that you don't know, right?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that I came away from for this weekend, and I think in part, you know, like tiny little things I did, very tiny little things really helped Zesty. And it was that I went in prepared that Zesty was going to struggle, and therefore I had a plan. And
right.
my plan was what I was going to do and how I was going to help him so that he would succeed. Not if he struggles, I will do. No, my plan was I will do so he does not struggle. And it was a very concrete plan in terms of exactly what am I going to do in a variety of different possible scenarios, right?
Right, right.
So with Zaina, because I've been training her for a long time, she's way more seasoned, my plans are more automatic. Right. Because I know her. I know how yeah. she rolls. I know she's unpredictable. I know anything could happen at any time. And I know what I need to do in that moment. Right.
right.
So, but it's still a plan. It's a plan I've developed over time with her.
Right.
And what typically happens that I see all the time, especially if it's like a match, a show and go, a training thing where other people are around, people don't have a plan.
Yeah.
In their mind, they have this vague concept that hopefully their dog's going to rise to the occasion and do really well, and then they're going to feel really good about it.
Right.
And then inevitably something happens and they're just like, they do nothing. Why? Because they have no plan. And then afterwards, they're like, I guess I should have done something. Yep.
Yeah.
Too late now.
Too late now.
And then all you did was two things. One is you left your dog hanging, so your dog's losing a whole bunch of confidence now.
Right.
Two, maybe you mishandled it again, adversely affecting your dog's confidence.
Right.
And potentially you taught your dog that when things get challenging,
You're fucked. You're fucked.
Right? So driving there, I said to myself, what you want is Zesty to say, when things are hard, I know I can handle it. Right? Like, I'm going to be good. So I want him to have success. Right? So how can I achieve that? Well, obviously it's going to be very dog dependent, but the point here is I need to have a plan, right? My training partner, whose dog is not as advanced as the majority of the dogs at this training session, I said to him ahead of time, look, you need to have a plan because your dog is going to struggle. So you better have a plan. And it better be a very clear plan of how you're going to help your dog succeed.
Right.
Whether he did or not, I don't know, because I was doing two dogs and my brain almost exploded multiple times. Yeah.
True. Yeah. Yeah. And, I think a lot of it is people don't have a plan. I don't really know why, because something's always going to go wrong. And I think what happens in the moment, like, people freeze a little bit. And like, I mean, I ever had great stuff, but then there were things where she made errors depending on whatever it was. Like, you know, one of the things was I threw her dumbbell up the midline and somebody was doing articles on the exact other side where her dumbbell landed, right up against the gate. By the center stanchion, somebody was in the other ring doing articles, and the article pile literally was on the other side of that stanchion, like right there. So when I sent her out to get her dumbbell, she got confused thinking she was maybe supposed to go get an article out of that article pile. Like if she, and she went to put her head through the gate, I immediately just went in and helped her out. Like I wasn't going to sit there. Like, which I think what happens is people, they freeze up. And I think a lot of it too is maybe because other people are there watching. Mm. That's a big thing. I was there at one time too. Like, I don't want my dog to make a mistake. Oh my God. Well, they're going to fucking make mistakes. So you need to get over that in front of people and just help your dog. Like, so I did. I just helped her. And then when she grabbed her dumbbell, I just yesed her and then cookied her. But I could easily just let her flail in that moment of her being confused, which would have detrimentally made her lose confidence, right?
Well, people love the wishing, hoping, praying method. It's very popular. Right? Like, maybe my dog will figure out that the article is not the right thing to pick up. And maybe my dog will figure out to go get the dumbbell and then come in. And then I think part of it is not conscious at all, but subconsciously it's a little bit ego-based, right? Because then my dog will have done it right. And then my dog will look really good.
Right.
People don't want their dog to fail or make mistakes or see is failing because somehow they take that as a failure on their part, right? Like,
right.
I don't look at failure like that. It's just training. That's all it is. It's just training, right? So I'd rather help my dog. Like Zesty sometimes is like the minute he picks up his dumbbell, sometimes there's this slight hesitation before he turns his head around. So like when I threw the dumbbell the first day, as he went to put his head on it, like I'm reading him and I was not 100% sure that he was going to spin his head around or hesitate. I wasn't sure. Now, right. I could have wished done the wishing, hoping, praying method, wait and see if he does it. And if he does it right, yay me. If he doesn't, well, guess what? Now he did it wrong again, right? I just opted for the second, as he was putting his mouth on it, very lightly, I just said, come. Yeah. And boom, he did it and it was perfect. Right. And I did that, I think, twice, just because I just wanted to be sure. And every single retrieve, the rest of the entire weekend, perfect.
Right.
Right. So I didn't take a chance. I'm like, why? I'm training. I'm not testing. Right. The only time I'm testing is in a trial.
Right.
So I'm better off helping the dog. And I had that plan in my head.
Yeah.
And I executed it. Right.
Yeah.
Now, again, like to emphasize, he may well have done it correctly without the word. He might. I think he's in a good mental state. I think he's going to do it. But I would not have bet my house on it. So I just helped him out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to say come.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, I was just going to say, errors are treated a little bit like the fucking world's ending. I don't know what that is in dog training. Like if my dog makes an error, even in a trial, like I'm not going to get all bound up by it. Like I, even this weekend, like ever, I think she got really jacked for the broad jump for some reason. And she went and almost cut the corner and I hear, I see it. I will address it later. Whatever, you know, errors are going to freaking happen. I mean, that's life, period. So
I find it so fascinating because I'm obsessed with reading mental management books and listening to podcasts and just listening to people that are successful. And because I just feel like you learn a lot. Right. And it's just a constant reminder that I need to help keep my head on straight in life. Right.
Yeah.
Every single person. There is not one single person that's successful at anything, sport, business, anything, that has not failed an inordinate amount of times.
Right.
Every single one. And they will all say it. And yet people still act like a failure, quote unquote failure or mistake, is like a horrible thing.
Right.
Like it's just part of the process.
Well, I think people think it's this defining moment of you, you know, like that's what I feel like in training and even trials. Like you make a big error, especially if it's somebody who's got a lot of success under their belt, their dog makes a big error. You know, it becomes this thing like where, oh my God, you know, she's going to fail at the knock. It's like, come on, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody's going to fail. Everybody's going to make errors. It's just part of the freaking process.
Yeah, I think I'm relatively immune to it, or I'm okay with it in part because I've done so many different things in my life, right?
Yeah.
I competed in horseback ride. I could just go on and on, business stuff, just hobbies, so many different things that I've done, you know, cycling professionally, running half marathons, on and on. I'm just constant, even this, doing the podcasting thing.
Right.
You make mistakes. You can't figure it out. It doesn't mean you're dumb. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It's part of the process. All just part of the process. And if people could just let go of that one thing, first of all, your life's going to be 1,000 times easier.
Yeah.
You're not going to be constantly beating yourself up.
Right.
And you're just going to understand, oh, all right, this is just part of the process. Oh, this is part of the process. And yeah, sometimes it sucks. Sometimes you train for something really hard, whatever it is, whether it's with your dogs, whether it's something you're doing on your own, and then you get to the event and things go south. And that's disappointing. Okay, fine. I give myself a set amount of time, which is usually 1 or 2 days, depending on how bad it was. Maybe 3. And then I'm like, you can feel sorry for yourself. And after that, it's in the past. Onward and upward, get up and move on. Yeah. Right? Like, enough already. Like, right. It's not world peace. It's just, you know, and it makes you more resilient as a human.
Definitely.
In life. Right? Like, in life, there's not much that phases me.
Yeah. Not much that phases me either anymore. And, you know, all that stuff that goes wrong, like, yeah, we all get disappointed. We wouldn't be disappointed if we, you know, we're competitive. That's why we do what we're doing. So there's going to be disappointment. But at the end of the day, that just literally just fuels me eventually after whatever amount of time to just get back up and make it better, fix it, you know, that's just part of it. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think like having a plan is just going back to that. Cause we rabbit hole a little bit, but having a plan, like at the end of the day, it's really on us to make sure like the dogs are doing their best. It's just training. Stuff's going to happen. And we do, you know, our job is to support the dogs. Like we want them at the end of the day to have good emotions about what we're doing. So that's super important.
Yeah. And then, and even if you mess up, if you're like, oh shoot, I should have helped my dog and I didn't, gosh darn it. All right. Again, get over it. Just challenge yourself to do better next time, right? Like what's done is done. Learn from it. That's the most important thing. Learn something from it, get better. And then that's just part of the process because we're all going to make mistakes. I make mistakes to this day. I make training mistakes. I make handling mistakes, right? Yeah. I just don't go down like, you know, I don't crash and burn from it. I'm like, ugh, all right, do better. Like get it together, do a better job moving forward. And that's how we improve, right? Like people, I have students all the time, like they make a mistake in training and then they're like beating themselves up and they're like, I was terrible. It was hard. Oh my God. It was just, you made some mistakes. You recognize that you made them. You'll do better next time.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. You know? That's important. So important. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Just short and quick, random reflections, things that happen.
There'll be a lot of those.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of these little clips. All right. Well, hope you guys find this helpful and we'll see you at the next podcast or episode.
All right. Bye.
Bye.